Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. I know what you're thinking. Another podcast about managing anxiety. Come on, Dylan, we get it. But hear me out. Today, we're tackling something super relevant in our digital age, social media, and how it can either fuel your anxieties or become a tool for calming the chaos. I ever scroll through Instagram and feel like everyone else is living this perfect, curated life. You know that feeling when you compare yourself to others, and suddenly your own life feels pretty lackluster? Yeah, me too. It's easy to fall into the trap of social media comparison, which can seriously jack up our stress levels. But guess what? We can use these platforms strategically to actually reduce anxiety, not increase it. So, buckle up because we're diving into 5 key takeaways that are going to help you tame those social media tigers and reclaim your peace of mind. First, conscious consumption is key. Think about the accounts you follow. Are they bringing you joy, inspiration, or valuable information? Or are they just making you feel inadequate and envious? Unfollow anything that doesn't serve you. Seriously, don't be afraid to hit that unfollow button. Your mental health will thank you for it. Second, set boundaries, my friends. You don't have to be glued to your phone all day. Schedule specific times for checking social media and stick to them like glue. Treat it like a chore, something you do intentionally, not something that controls your every waking moment. Think of it this way. You wouldn't let someone barge into your house uninvited, so why let social media invade your time and energy without permission? Third, focus on quality over quantity. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through endless feeds, engage with content that truly resonates with you. Leave thoughtful comments, join conversations, and connect with people who share your interests. Remember, social media can be a powerful tool for building genuine connections. Fourth, practice gratitude. When you're feeling overwhelmed by the negativity or pressure of social media, take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life. Write down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small, and savor those positive thoughts. It's like hitting the refresh button on your mind. Finally, remember that social media is a highlight reel. People only tend to share their best moments online, not their everyday struggles. Don't compare your behind the scenes to someone else's carefully curated snapshot. You are unique, valuable, and worthy just as you are. Now let me paint a picture. Imagine this. Sarah scrolls through Instagram before bed and feels that familiar wave of anxiety wash over her. She compares her messy apartment to the perfectly staged home she sees online, her uninspiring outfit to the trendy fashionistas, and her average work day to the exciting vacations people seem to be constantly on. It's a recipe for sleepless nights and low self-esteem. But here's where things change. Sarah remembers our conversation today. She takes a deep breath and follows a few accounts that make her feel bad, and instead chooses to follow inspiring artists and motivational speakers. She sets a timer for 30 minutes of social media time each day and uses it to connect with friends and family. At night, she focuses on gratitude, writing down 3 things she loved about her day. The result? A calmer, more confident Sarah who feels less pressured by the illusion of perfection online. Remember, you have the power to curate your own social media experience. By consciously choosing what you consume, setting boundaries, and focusing on the positive, you can turn this digital world into a tool for growth, connection, and peace of mind. So, go out there, be intentional with your time online, and remember you are worthy, capable, and strong. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips. Let's spread the message of calm and control together. Until next time, stay stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.